Well, good morning. We just appreciate each and every one of you that has taken the opportunity to tune in to the Master's Call, what I affectionately call the telecommunication sanctuary. So you're going to want to buckle up and get prepared for the word that's going to come forth this morning. Father God, we just want to say thank you on this holiday season of thanks for giving. Father, we do not take it lightly that you covered us last night and you woke us up this morning and you are going to just be with us in the Holy Spirit to be with us, Father, and to shake off any kind of thing that's going to negatively come our way, Father. We appreciate that you love us beyond belief, Father. We can't even imagine how much you love us, Father, because you have the very best things that you want for us, Father. Each and every one of us has a blessing. We're going to keep on pressing, Father, till we reach that blessing. We want to thank you, Father, for seeding the thought in Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to have this call, as it has helped each and every one of us, Father, to get through our days and something for us to refer back to, Father. So we appreciate these women of God. Father God, we just want to also say thank you for each and every one of us that are on the line, that we have been able to bond together. Thank you for Artists International, a company that has been put together with nutritional products that are changing people's lives, Father. We appreciate that. We do not take it lightly. Father God, we are excited to hear about Thus Saith the Word from this awesome man of God, and we're going to be prepared to hear your word that's going to come through him. Father God, we just love you on this day that you have given us. And we're going to cover this prayer in your son's blood. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning. My name is Benita Cates, and I love and appreciate each and every one of you. And have a great day today. Host, it's yours.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away, Minister LaShawn.
Praise God for you. Good morning, TMC family. I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings and with Jesus' joy. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome you to the call. And the Master's Call family, we've been here since October 25th, 2010. That is showing you the level of commitment that Minister Benita was talking about when she said that some have been on a call since the beginning. And although I have not been there since the day one, I tell you this, I feel like I've been there since the day one. And the reason why is because the Master's Call family, we all unite as one and love on each other each and every morning. And I touch and agree with that prayer, Minister Benita. And again, thank you so much for greeting and feeding God's people. And if you want to know how you can feel like you've been here since day one, go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you'll be able to hear every single message since the beginning of this call. There you'll be able to read a little bit more about the Master's Call family, and there you'll be able to know about updates and announcements that may be taking place not only with the TMC family, but with Artists International and some of the friends and family of the Master's Call. So I urge you to go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com and see more. And then you also can email us by going to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. By using that email address, you can let us know what God is doing in your life. You can let us know about your testimonies. You can let us know if you have a prayer request. If you just want to say hello, you could definitely do that. And not only that, if you have it in your heart to become a prayer intercessor, if God whispered to you and said, I have a word that needs to come out, if God told you it's time for you to greet on this call or be a hostess on this call, you can utilize that email just as well and let us know. And than our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will get back to you and let you know what the next steps are as they are guided with the Lord's word. And this call has a heavy mandate on it. God has given specific instructions as to how he wanted this call to go. And because Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon were so obedient to his word and listened to him to a T, that is the reason why this call is so successful. So he gave them a scripture reference that he wanted them to stand on. And that could be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you can see with that powerful anointed prayer this morning and every morning, our prayer call starts out with a prayer. We end this call in prayer, and we encourage you, Master's Call family, to keep your day covered in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty blessings come down. And then we also know that the mandate given to Dr. PK and our Mother Eagle was to have a mission statement. And that mission statement reads, to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, when you hear the word from this man of God, and if you listen to the words archived on the website, you too will agree that they listened to this mandate. And immediately after this call, you know, our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, says that this call is breakfast with the king. And then we say, well, we get fed with the word, and then we go ahead and get fed with some motivation. So directly after this call, we encourage you to jump on the MMC call. And that phone number, family, is 530-881-1300. And the access code is 539-598-pound. You never know who is going to be on that call, and you never know what you are going to learn on that call. And we invite you all to learn more about 90K in 90 days. And if you're not an Artist International distributor and you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about when I say 90K in 90 days, or what a platinum president and who Dorothy Cook is, I heavily suggest you to go back to the person who told you about this call. Go back to the person that may have posted this call on their social media sites and ask them, what are you talking about and what is Artist International? And they'll be glad to tell you. But just to let you know a little bit about Artist International, it is a health and wellness company that has been in existence for over 20 years. It is a debt-free company, and they minister the word of health and nutrition, showing others how to just increase their lifestyle and for some change their zip code. So I encourage you to go back to the person who told you about this call so they could tell you about this awesome, awesome health and wellness company that is a Christian-based company sold out to the Lord. Well, I'm about to move out the way so this mighty man of God to come on and tell us, thus saith the Lord, and get us ready to know what God has instructed for us in our lives. Pastor Everett, he is, amazing when it comes to the word. He has a true servant heart, and he truly cares for those that other people may not cater to. And Reverend Everett Thomas has been baptized and born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and is a past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist Church. And he currently serves as a senior minister at the Mercy House in Michigan, and he's also a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has a sponsored coffee house, concerts, seminars, and assists the elderly. You can hear Pastor Everett talk about artists feeding the hungry. You can hear Pastor Everett talk about not walking past your brother, because if you walk past your brother, you're walking past Christ. So without further ado, I'm going to bring to you the man of God this morning, Pastor Everett. And are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for that warm introduction, Minister Sean. Truly is grateful to be here on this day and just good to be seen and not viewed. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you on this call. I'm looking at the scripture of Psalms 100, very familiar passage of scripture. And it says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. I'll read from the Amplified Version. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. And we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. And also from the New Testament, looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, says, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you who are in Christ Jesus, the revealer and mediator of that will. Well, let's look at a subject of a attitude, or shall I say an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. Amen. Attitude is defined, as we look at the Webster Dictionary, it says it's a mental position with regard to a fact or state, and also the arrangement of the parts of a body or figure. In other words, your posture. And some people can say something, and just the way they're standing or the posture can tell you something. Amen, about what's really going on the inside. So just because somebody say thank you and express a word of gratitude, always, you know, should reflect how they look and stand when they say those words, because some people can really, amen, say thank you and, like, you know, like you owe them something. You know, they have a hand out all the time. I don't know, you probably don't know anybody like that, but there's some people that I've met, amen, that every time you turn around, they ask you for a loan, amen, but never get around to paying that loan back, you know. But the attitude is very important, and we want to just kind of focus on attitude today, having a thankful attitude, and also just adding to that, having an attitude of gratitude. There's a book I have, and it's entitled Jeffrey Gitmore's Little Gold Book of Yes Attitude, How to Find, Build, and Keep a Yes Attitude for a Lifetime of Success. I recommend this book. It's by Jeffrey Gitmore, Gitomer. And some of the things he says, you become what you think about all day. And that's from Earl Nightingale. He just quotes quite a few people here, and Gitmore says, it's your thoughts behind the words you speak that create your attitude. And just look at a few other things. His positive attitude is defined as the way you dedicate yourself to the way you think. And the definition for a negative attitude is exactly the same. Amen. So this book is dedicated to the way you think. Look at a few more quotes here. He says, we lift ourselves by our thought. If you want to enlarge your life, you must first enlarge your thoughts. Well, actually, your thought of it and of yourself. Hold the ideal of yourself as you long to be, always, everywhere. That's from Orson Martin, author and founder of Success Magazine. To think you can creates the force that you can. That's from Orson Martin again. At the beginning of any task, more than anything else, your attitude will affect its successful outcome. And that's from this author, Gitmore. So as we look at this little book here, it has a lot to say about your attitude. And I just want to encourage you again to take a look at this book, and it's full of good nuggets. But getting back to the attitude of gratitude, we are in a in the season of Thanksgiving. And, of course, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. And I'm quite sure many of us, if we think hard enough, as the songwriter says, as I look back over my life and think things over, I can truly say I've been blessed. I have a testimony. Amen. So we do go through tests. Amen. We do go through some hard knocks sometimes, but we know how to get up again because God always gives us another chance, another opportunity, amen, to get it right, another opportunity to keep it right, amen, before his sight. So we just want to give God the glory, give God the praise this season, and thank God, amen, for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God that he brought us out of darkness into his light. Thank God that we once was lost, but now we found. We was blind at one time, but now we see. There's so much to thank God for. Amen. Thank God for, amen, the clothes on your back, the roof over your head, the shoes on your feet, and the fact that you're able to even brush your teeth and able to tie your shoes. Amen. Even the little things you've got to learn to say, Lord, I thank you. And keep the attitude of thankfulness. Amen. Because God, amen, has richly blessed us. Amen. For another day. This is another day's journey. God bless you. Amen. And we ought to say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. Looking at the study Bible here from Joyce Meyer, she has some notes here. It says, having a thankful heart is very important. We ought to be thankful and to give thanks. And we need to express our gratitude to God and to the people he uses to help and bless us. Be thankful for small things as well as big things. I often thank God for hot water in which to take a bath. I think of all the people in the world who do not even have clean water, let alone hot water, and I am reminded of how blessed I am to go to a faucet anytime I desire and get clean, hot, and cold water. Voicing our thanks helps because when we do, we also remind ourselves afresh of how blessed we are. It is easy to fall into the trap of looking at what we do not have and complaining about it. But God looks for people who are thankful and give thanks in all circumstances. There is something good in everything if we will search for it. I remember a time when I asked God to give me something I desired, and he showed me that until I stopped complaining about what I already had, there was no point in his giving me anything else because I would ultimately complain about that also. Why should God give us more if we complain about what we already have? Complaining grieves and quenches the Holy Spirit. Giving thanks in all things is God's will for us, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If we will not submit to his will in something like being thankful and saying so, how can we expect to be led into his will for greater things? Many people want to know what God's specific will is for their lives, but they have not yet fulfilled his general will, what his word says to all of us for them. We see his will throughout the Bible in instructions to be thankful, to walk in love, to give, to repent of our sins, to stay peaceful in others. As we strive to obey God in these ways, he reveals and leads us into his specific calling and will for each of us. So Joyce continues, says, I encourage you to take some time every day and choose to think of all the things and people God has blessed you with and voice your thankfulness to him. Also, form a habit of expressing gratitude to those who help you and make your life better. This way, you can be certain that you are fulfilling the will of God. So having an attitude of gratitude goes beyond thanking God, as the author writes. We ought to thank people. Be thankful that we have Ambassador P.K. Roberts and Dr. Weatherspoon to have a dream and to have a vision and to have a cause such as this. And so many people have blessed us, amen, to even open up the door for this company called Artists International. Amen. This is something to be grateful for. This is something to be, amen, thankful for, because this open door could lead to great things, not only financially but health-wise as well. As you heard mentioned earlier, I have a passion for the Artist Cares program. And as we move forward, amen, with this movement we have of 90K in 90 days, we could also include the Artist Cares program, believe it or not. $5 more, $105, we can also combine the Artist Cares program, Artist Cares Meals, would feed 50 children, along with a case of Louise. and get the same pointage. Isn't that amazing? Amen. Being blessed to be a blessing. Looking at the big turkey dinners that we're looking forward to on Thanksgiving Day or whatever you're going to choose to have, amen, around the table. Be conscious of those, amen, that don't have food with the Artist Cares. And this is awesome company that we have to even think about the lease of these. So I want to encourage, amen, Artist family, if you have not checked it out, get involved, amen, with Feeding Hungry Children. And not only around the holiday season, but this company, amen, has the opportunity of feeding hungry children every single month, amen, as often as we choose to be a part of this program. So have an attitude of gratitude. Have a yes attitude, as Obama started off with his campaign. Have a yes, I can. Yes, we can. We can make it. Amen. Somebody said we can make it if we try. Nothing beats a failure but a try. I just want to leave you with these words here from a song many of you have heard. And this word is called Give Thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his son. Amen. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Amen. We have to learn to have an attitude of gratitude and thank God for his bountiful blessings. God bless you, and may God smile upon you. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen, and praise God for you for such a mighty and rich word. We thank you so much, Pastor Everett, and we'll be calling you back so you can give us our daily benediction. And we're going to go before the throne room right now just to give God more thanks. If we had a million tongues, family, we still couldn't thank him enough. Amen. So, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you. We thank you not only for giving us this day, but giving us an opportunity to get it right, Lord. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to give you praise, Father. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to show other people about you through our thoughts, our words, and our actions, Father. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for the speaker that came forth this morning and was your mouthpiece, Lord, reminding us to be thankful for all of the blessings that we have, Lord. And we may not have the things that we want. We may not have the things that we desire. But, Father God, we are so thankful that you have given us blessings beyond our needs, Lord. You woke us up this morning, Father. You gave us breath in our lungs, oh God. You have given us an opportunity to pick up the phone and join a telecommunications sanctuary, Father. You have given us the opportunity to hear the word that you wanted us to learn about this morning, God. That right there, we are thankful for. We are thankful for the jobs that we have, Lord. We thank you for the vehicles we have to get to our jobs, God, or the money that we have to put gas in the car or to get on public transportation, Father. We are just so thankful for all the things that you have done for us and all the things that you're continuing to do for us, Father, and we don't take it lightly. Thank you for Pastor Everett. We ask that you please refill him as he gives so much, Lord. Give him an abundance of blessings that he cannot contain, that it continues to bless other people, Lord. We thank you so much that you continue to watch over all of your mouthpieces that come on the master's call and give a word from the throne room, Lord. So we thank you right now and ask that you bless each and every one of them and continue to protect their families, continue to protect their households, continue to protect their ministries, God. And we know that you are going to put that blood and a hedge of protection around them, Lord, so nothing will happen to them in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for Joni. And although the enemy tried to alter her breathing, although he tried to stop her praise, Father, we just thank you right now that you restored her breathing back to good, Lord. We thank you right now that you have given her an additional breath so she can yell and scream hallelujah for all the things that you are doing in her life, Lord. We thank you that each and every time she goes to the hospital, each and every time she goes to the doctor's office, each and every time she goes by a clinic, a supermarket, or a drop-in center, she ministers the word, Father. We thank you right now that you're watching over the Rattler family. family. And although JB went home to be with you, God, we know that joy is going to come in the morning for their family, Lord. We know that joy is going to come in the morning for Jason Rivers' family, oh God. We know that joy is going to come in the morning for anybody that may have lost a family member, a friend, a loved one, or what have you, God, because we know that you are the great I Am, and we know that there is no failure or no mistakes in your name. And then sometimes we may not understand what it is that you have for us. Sometimes we're just so busy looking directly in front of us instead of the mighty blessings and supernatural powers that you have, God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you watch over Mrs. Colbert right now in the name of Jesus as you give her spiritual strength and comfort her and her family with comfort and love, Lord. Give them peace and understanding, knowing again that there is no failure in you. And God, I ask that you watch over our sister Martha in Louisiana as she asks for strength, as she asks for a spiritual refill, as she comes to you in need of a financial blessing and a job, God. We just thank you right now that not only does she say, I need prayer intercessors to stand on my behalf and stand in the gap, but we thank you in advance, Lord, that she is thanking you even through the storm. She is thanking you in the in-between time, Lord, so we know she's going to give you praise afterwards. Word, and we thank you. We thank you for Deborah out in New York and ask that you please bless her family and watch over them during this Thanksgiving season and every season, Lord. We thank you, Father, because even though she may be going through something, she always prays for others, God. And we thank you because that is a mandate that you have given us for us to pray for others, Lord. So we thank you right now that in her times of intercession that you just continue to give her a praise in her mouth so she could just continue to rejoice in your word. And we thank you for Brenda. Thank you because Charity was hired and got a job. We know that jobs are hard to come by these days, Lord. We know that jobs are hard to keep right now, Father God, because of the economy. But we know that the enemy is busy right now trying to devise an evil plan to make our president look bad, trying to devise an evil plan to make our nation look bad, trying to devise an evil plan to make people look bad, Father. So we rebuke that right now and send it to a dry place and speak over what is going on with the employment market. And we are saying right now, thank you, God, because we know you are lifting that situation. We say thank you, God, because we know more people are going to be employed. And we say thank you, Father, for all of those who are in need of a job that will get one. And we thank you right now that you're watching over Naima as she is comforted, Lord, from her surgery. We thank you that you watched over those that were affected by the storm, Father God, and protected them. We thank you for all the kids that are coming home from college for their break. We ask that you watch the highways and the byways and bless them, Lord. And thank you for bringing Platinum President Dorothy Cook back. And we ask that you please continue to watch over Nicola Jackson as she travels to Malaysia. Watch over the Kings of Artists. Watch over Artists International as a home, our TMC family, and those that are listening. We ask all these things in the mighty and matchless name of our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. We all can say right now, amen, amen, and amen. Well, Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I invite you all to be that great minister in the marketplace and go out there and serve. And please learn more about Artist Cares, how Artist International can feed those who are in need. And again, thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for that rich, rich word. Thank you, Minister Benita, for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And most of all, thank you, Daddy God, for just giving us another chance to be together this morning. Pastor Everett, are you there for our benediction?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Well, God bless you. Thank you again for the warm introduction and being who you are in the Lord. God bless all of you on this call. Now, Father, we just thank you for this time we had together. Thank you, God, for blessing us with a gratitude type of attitude, the kind of attitude that says thank you, even for the little things, God. We thank you for this day's journey, God. We realize that the author says that our attitude determines our altitude, and we want to do great things, oh God, for your glory and for your honor. So, God, we just thank you and bless your holy name. And may the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.